Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Superman had his kryptonite. Achilles had his heel. Adam had his fruit. And David had his Bathsheba. Everyone, whether real or imagined, seems to have his weakness. It's part of our human condition. And so even when we make up stories about superheroes, we always include some type of weakness for those characters also. No one is invincible. Everyone has something that makes him or her mortal, so to speak. And so it is that one of the things that marks us and defines us as mortal beings is this propensity for weakness. No matter how strong we are in certain areas of our life or our character, we still all have some fatal flaw that can reduce us to tears and to fears in moments. In fact, it is only the arrogant who don't recognize this. And it is their arrogance which may very well bring out and expose their particular weakness. Thus goes the old saying, pride goeth before the fall. The moment that a person thinks that he is too strong to fall, to fail, to be overcome, is the moment that his weaknesses will become exposed and that his downfall becomes imminent. Adam and Eve were living in the safety and the security of God's perfect garden. What could possibly happen to them there, right? They were lulled into a false sense of security by their position in God's kingdom. And they failed to recognize that God had given them a command not to eat from that specific tree for a reason. But they were weak. And they gave in to the desires of their heart over against the command of their God. And they paid for their weakness by falling into sin and were forced to suffer from its destructive consequences. David was the king of the most powerful country in the world. Anything that he rightfully wanted, he could have had. And yet it wasn't enough. He wanted something that he couldn't rightfully have. And in his weakness and his selfishness and his greed, he took something. He took someone that belonged to someone else. He took the wife of another man to be his own for a night. And then had that man killed. And he paid for that weakness. And he paid for that sin. By surrendering the child of that one night stand over to death. Weakness is something that we as humans all share. The particular weakness may vary from person to person and from situation to situation. But given the right time and place, or maybe I should say given the wrong time and place, each of us can and will succumb to our weakness and fall into sin. We just aren't strong enough to avoid sin altogether. Sooner or later, even the best of us are no match for the temptations of the devil or of the world. And our weaknesses aren't revealed merely in our succumbing to sin, as in the cases of Adam or Eve or David. They can also be revealed in simply our inability to go on. Sometimes life is just too much for us. And we become just too tired and too weak to keep fighting the battles each and every day. Those battles with our spouse, our children, our employer, our health, and so on. And so, like Elijah, as he fled from those who were out to kill him, sometimes our temptation is just to sit down and to give up. After all, no one is strong enough to keep fighting life's battles forever, right? I mean, Isaiah even said, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. So what do we do when we are not strong enough to avoid the sins, to fight the battles, to weather the storms? We rely on the one who is strong enough, Jesus Christ our Lord. Isaiah went on to say about those tired and stumbling young people, he said, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. They will soar on wings like eagles. Paul said that he could do all things through Christ who gives him strength. Jesus said that the one who is in us, meaning his Holy Spirit, is stronger than the one who is in the world, meaning, of course, the devil. God told Paul that his grace was sufficient for him, and that his power was made perfect in our weakness. And thus Paul realized that when he was weak, was truly by God's strength when he became strong. That's what it means to be a new creation in Christ. It means for the old to have gone and the new to have come. It means that through faith in Christ Jesus, our weaknesses have now been supplanted with and supplemented by God's strength. Our sin has now been covered by His forgiveness. Our inabilities have now been filled with God's capabilities. As Christ Jesus overcame the cross and the grave for us, He now fills us with His Spirit by which we can overcome any obstacle that this world or the devil lay before us. Temptations are going to come. But thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who was tempted in every way that we are, yet who remained without sin, who overcame sin, death, and the power of the devil. Those temptations need not master us anymore. Through Christ, we can be strong enough to resist the temptation, to avoid the sin, and to overcome the situation. But in those times when we fail to use God's strength, and we give in to those temptations and those sins anyway, know that God is still strong enough to overcome our sins with His forgiveness and to put us back on that road of godly living. May we thus realize by God's grace that we truly are strong enough and that we truly can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. To God be the glory for the gift of His Son, Jesus. Amen.